rockin' and rollin', rockin' and reelin', rockin' and reelin'.
That's how we do in Indiana, y'all.
And that's the variety show for tonight.
That's right.
Desperado. The baskets. Now, what do they do? Bid on them, or how does it work? Okay. Gina Polston, come to the front, please. I need help. I need you.
as time goes by, I realize just what you mean to me. And now that you're here, promise your love that I've waited to share. Chicago there for you. Yeah.
Diane Graves up here, please.
The first two are poems that I wrote years ago, but they've actually helped me a lot over the past year after the loss of my husband. So I just want to share those with you. And the first one is called Ever Present Friend. And yeah, I've got it. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Let's see. Okay, there we go. Is that better? Okay. All right. In the suffocating darkness of an endless, sleepless night, or while basking in the glory of the brilliant morning light, at the height of jubilation, when the loneliness descends, when the doubts outweigh the answers, he's an ever-present friend. When it seems your closest allies have forsaken and are gone, when you're blessed to know the love of those your heart is centered on, when your future is bright with promise, when your world seems at its end, when your dreams have shattered round you, he's an ever-present friend. No one can offer tranquil peace, within the raging storm, protect you from the raging fears, and keep you safe and warm. No one can promise victory will meet you at its end. No, not one, except my Jesus. He's an ever-present friend. And that is the first poem. And then I have one that I wrote a long, long time ago called The First of Spring. A strange excitement floods my soul. My heart's begun to sing. Each sense is sharpened, waiting to behold the first of spring. To see the first green budding leaves, to hear the first bird's song, to feel the warm, rich, pliant earth so frozen for so long, to breathe the first fresh fragrances, to taste the first sweet rain. What poignant joy, alas, to see the first of spring again. The first of spring can drive away the coldest winter nights, replace the dark and bitter times with purest, gentle light. And just when the bone-chilling cold seems more than you can bear, the cold gray walls are closing in, and winter's everywhere. Your heart is yielding to the cold. You've lost your will to sing. Hold fast, but just one moment, and behold the first of spring. And then the last one that I have is one that I wrote, I'm not totally happy with it yet, just over the last few days, called Ode to the Alumni. It's a little lighter. The time has come to take a pause and step backwards in time to celebrate the history of ISBVI, to reignite some old friendships and celebrate, cultivate some new, to laugh about old antics and the things we used to do, to reflect on all the changes as the years have come and gone, to embrace our youngest members who will serve to keep us strong, to renew our sense of family as we go forth hand in hand, to support our alma mater and the things for which it stands.
Not very loud, but hey, I hear this rain a coming. It's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy and don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to listen to him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. That's all you can do. Sally!
I think we're supposed to yell.
I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. I wonder why not. But those people moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Thank you, Johnny. I mean, good job, bud. Good job. All righty then. Well, moving right along, we got Mr. Jack Cumbus going to do us a little five-string banjo, and he knows what side to play it on. Come over here, bud. Get your front and center here.
Front and center?
Front and center. We want him right in the middle of the room.
Might not fit.
Oh, yeah. All righty then, Mr. Jack Cumbus. We're getting you.
Okay. You just hold it. Come on.
Nah, that's
fine. Got it?
Right there. That's right.
Okay. You hear it? Okay. I'm going to do something they did on Hee Haw. I'm going to dedicate.
Here's that mic.
That's what he is.
No, we got 14 more acts to go.
No, I meant for him.
Oh, yeah.
I need to go get some possum and fatback or something.
Miss Dina. Okay. Is she? Is she going to accompany you?
She is.
All righty. Come here, dear.
Yes, dear.
All right.
You still got your lunch, baby.
Dina, are you doing Unchained Melody?
Well, I am.
I get something attached to me, you know.
What is it?
Okay, where's Rhonda?
Rhonda's coming. I
did. Okay. Rhonda. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Hello.
Unchained Melody for me, Rhonda.
Yeah, do this right when it sounds a little better, I think. Ooh, that sounds like
hello.
Yeah, well, whatever. I didn't see which one you played the last time.
Here.
Opposite of the one you did before, because you did a bad foot.
Okay.
Sit it out. Let me make sure you got this good. I don't hear it. You got a microphone, Dina?
Coming home, wait for me. love. Godspeed your love to me. To me.
All righty then. That was a fine, fine job. The girl could sing. Mr. Jeremy, come on up here, bud.
I'm coming.
All righty, Mr. Jeremy Delahaye.
I'm going to sing a silly song and a sweet song. The first song I'm going to sing is Zippity Doodah, followed up with Amazing Grace. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, my oh my, what a wonderful day, plenty of sunshine heading my way, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder, it's the truth, it's factual, everything is satisfactual, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, wonderful feeling. Wonderful day. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found, was blind, but now I see. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Good night and God bless.
Fine, fine job. We need the ISB girl singers. I don't know what they're going to do. Yeah, that's it, honey. We need the ISBVI girls front and center today. You're right in the middle of the room. Good. How many is there? How many girls?
Roses and
Something went askew here. You lost some. All righty then. Miss Carol and Miss Susie. I'm going to put a cap on this show. And I'm going to have Miss Susie Holverson and Miss Carol Seifert to help me. Because God knows I need help. Right this way, girls. All righty, we're getting everything dialed in here. How do you like it so far? We're going to do an old Fats Waller song. Does anybody know what Fats Waller's first name was? No, it was Thomas. Thomas Waller. And he was in jail when he wrote this song. It's called Ain't Misbehaving. All right, girls. Myself. No one to talk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain you're that one I love. I'm through with flirting, just you I'm dreaming of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in that corner, don't go nowhere, but why do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late. About age, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my.